Hello and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Binge. My name is Mo, I'm registered dietitian and behavioral change specialist, and every episode I do my best to help bring you closer to a life free of binge eating so you can live your best life and start focusing on other parts of your life and not worry about binge eating and all the health complications it brings into your life. And today we are going to talk about how to get started on a path that will hopefully have a very high chance to lead you to a binge-free life. This is something that everybody who struggles with binge eating really, really wants. They want to get to a point where they feel confident that they will no longer binge, and they want to stop living in fear of food and fear of when the relapse is going to happen. And this is too good to be true. How long I've been binge-free, I know it's going to happen again. Everybody who struggles with binge eating is kind of like tiptoeing around, waiting for that monster to just come in and, you know, start to take control of our actions and our mind again and lead us to do things, destructive things to our body that we know is not healthy for us long term. And that can cause a lot of frustration. There is nothing, one of the most difficult things to experience is a loss of control and not being able to control something such as the food that we put in our body. But this is such a common problem nowadays. I've struggled with this in the past, and there is so many people who struggle with it. You would think that you're alone, but you are not. But the question is, how do we get ourselves on a path that will lead us to a point where we are binge-free, no longer worrying? Because here's the thing. There's a lot of people that I come across, and this has happened to me in the past as well, where they will be binge free for, let's say, a couple of months, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe as long even as a year or a couple of years, but eventually they fall again and they relapse, and the relapse can sometimes take a long time. It can sometimes last from 3 months to 6 months to a year to plus that. And when that happens, it takes away from our confidence that we have overcome binging, and we feel like, you know what, everything is messed up. We haven't actually overcome it. We've been living in denial, and it just starts again. Now, how do we get on a path where we are completely free from that, 100% free from that, and not worry about it? This is the ultimate success when it comes to overcoming binge eating. This is the point that every person who struggles with binge eating wants to get to. They no longer want to achieve or have a band-aid solution where they're not binging for a couple of months or a couple of weeks and then all of a sudden everything falls apart. Nobody who struggles with binge eating wants that, because more than anybody else, they've already struggled with it for a very, very long time in their life. Is that this ongoing cycle of being binge-free for a little bit and then binging for a long time, then being binge-free for a little bit and then binging again. And ultimately, we want to break free from this cycle. But how do we get started on that? And this question might seem a little bit too difficult to answer when you're asking it yourself. Actually, to put it in perspective, I can go back in time and think about the days where I woke up every day of the week from a binge the last night, wondering, when is it going to be enough is enough? When is that going to happen for me? When am I going to actually stop? And what am I supposed to do to be able to stop? What am I going to replace it with? And thinking that, oh my God, the evening is so far away, I might be so motivated in the morning to want to stop. But when the day goes by and 12 hours just comes and, you know, life just kind of stresses you out, and the binging doesn't seem so difficult to stop doing. It becomes super, super simple to just keep doing. And I would wake up every morning asking myself, like, when am I going to stop doing this? When am I going to stop messing up my night, eating so much food? I was also smoking sometimes as well, and just doing things that I know are not serving me. When am I going to have control? And how am I going to do it? This is a question that plagued me for a very long time. And so how do we start is actually something that, while struggling with the problem and being in the midst of a storm, can be difficult to answer because you're struggling with something and you're super stressed and you're in the middle of a storm. Very difficult for anybody, for a lot of people, to navigate out of a storm when you're in the middle of it. Usually it takes a little bit of clarity for that to happen. And so I want to be that source of clarity for you. I want to help you understand how you can get out of it by giving you a simple, small step to do, something that I still do to this day on, something that I preach with all my clients, with my family, with my loved ones, with my friends, with everybody I come across. And actually, it is no different than the starting point of achieving anything we want to achieve in our life, be it find a career or find a relationship or get a certain grade in a class, or even going back to achieving certain things in your sports or your hobbies or whatever you want to do. It's the same starting point. Because here's the truth, when it comes to binge eating, really it is no different than any other problem that we face in our life. We at some point we finish high school and we're like, okay, what's the problem now? Well, the problem is I need to find a way to contribute to society to make money. That's the problem. Okay, let's say you do that. Then what comes up? What's next? Okay, well, I need to find somebody I can share my life with. That is the problem. The solution is finding somebody. Okay, well, what is next? Well, I need to find a place that I can buy so I can stop paying for rent, for example. And then life keeps on going. Binge eating is no different than any other problem we overcome. We face and overcome. The thing is, because it is so overwhelming and stressful and harmful to our health and persistent, it ends up really taking a toll on us. But the starting point is no different. And so here is the most basic way you can start on anything. Are you ready for it? Okay, I know I've been like playing a little bit of suspense longer, but I'm in these kind of moods sometimes. But here it is. Your goal. The goal is the most important thing to focus on when trying to get to a point where you are free of binge eating and free of any other problem in your life. Is what is the goal? When we're in the middle of a storm and struggling, waking up every single day in the morning being like, when am I going to stop binging? When am I going to have enough? We're really asking questions that can be helpful sometimes, but they're not really leading us to the path that we want to take. When we focus our attention on our goals, it becomes easier to achieve these goals, and somehow our mind helps us along the way, and by generating ideas or putting things in our path that can help us overcome binge eating. And this happens through the law of attraction. The law of attraction states that whatever you put your attention on, you will attract more in your life. And so when we wake up in the morning and we're very upset from last night, and we say negative things to ourselves, such as like, why am I such a failure? Or why do I keep failing? Or why do I mess up? Or when am I going to stop binging? Or what does it have to take for me to stop binging? Then really we just attract the same negative answers that we're asking ourselves, like the negative answers that correlate with the negative questions we're asking. And so instead of doing that, I want you to start to do something differently. This is my challenge to you. I want you to start to put your attention on your goals. And here is when we're going to really do some work together right now. And this is something that I do with everybody, again, all of my clients, with myself, everybody that I care about. When I ask them what your goal is, I find that there's a big disconnect between goals and outcomes. You might think that the goal is to overcome binge eating, but actually that is not the goal. Binge eating is in the way of something you are trying to achieve. Usually the goal is always going to be better health, better relationship with food, better mental health, a healthier body, a body free of chronic conditions, a body where I can feel energized, a healthy, clear mind, a focused mind, right? These are the true goals that we want to achieve. These are the things that we want. Taking care of our body, having a healthy relationship with our body. These are ultimate goals. Binging is only in the way of it. So when we put our attention on binging the whole time, no wonder we keep attracting more of it in our life. So instead, what we want to do is we want to start to put our attention on our goals. Is what is beyond binging? All right, what is it that we want to achieve that is beyond binging? Well, I want to have a healthy relationship with food. And this is my challenge to you. Sit down and write these things, right? Like make a list of the goals that you want to achieve. right? And make sure that these are states, that these are things that you want to have in your life more of, right? And write down, okay, well, I want to have a healthier body. I want to feel great in my clothes. I want to feel comfortable in my clothes. I want to have a lot of energy so I can play with my kids and my grandkids maybe and my siblings. I want to be free of chronic conditions and pain. And these are really, really goals. When we achieve these goals, there are certain outcomes. And this is where goals versus outcomes come in. Outcomes are simply things that happen as a result of us achieving goals. And such examples of outcomes when it comes specifically to health would be weight loss, overcoming binge eating, having a moderate approach when it comes to eating certain foods like sweets and stuff like that, not restrictive eating, not dieting. These are examples of outcomes, right? Outcomes is what happens when we achieve our goal. Unfortunately, many of us are too focused on the outcome. And to make it worse, we're not just focused on the positive outcome. We are focused on the negative outcome such as binge eating. We're so focused on that, afraid of it, that when we put it in our attention and we keep it in our head, we attract more of it in our life. So be very careful to separate between goals and outcomes and start to focus more on the goal and less on the outcome. This is one thing I tell all my clients is do not focus on the weight loss. The weight loss is going to happen as a result of you taking care of your body and nourishing your body and feeding your body and doing what your body needs and aligning your energy intake with your metabolism and energy needs. When you do this, automatically the weight loss will happen. So no need to put your attention on weight loss because it's only an outcome. And to focus too much on outcomes is when we usually trip, because outcomes sometimes take time. And this is why I never promise anybody who joins my programs that you're going to lose 50, 60 pounds in 2-3 months. The first thing I say is, I can't tell you how long it's going to take you to lose the weight you need to lose. I really don't know. Because if I tell you, if I give you a number, I'll be cheating you and lying to you. And this is what the diet industry does. They attract people who are desperate to lose the weight by saying, we've helped Mr. X lose 60 pounds in 2 months. This celebrity lost 80 pounds in 3 months. It lose 10 pounds in the first week. And I understand. I get it. When we really want to achieve something and we really focus on the outcome, because society puts its complete emphasis on outcome, not goals, right? Then what happens is we end up falling for that. But the outcome is something that happens as a result of us achieving the goal. If you're a sports fan, think about athletes for a second. What do athletes do in the game? What are they focused on? They're not focused on winning the game, as often people might think. They're focused on playing the game. They're focused on making the right offensive plays, making the right defensive plays. Sometimes they don't even want to score. They want to play very high defensive play because that's what's going to get them to win. But the teams that are, for example, super focused on scoring goals, and not playing really good defense, they end up losing potentially. So the focus always needs to be on the goals, but first you must be clear on these goals. So my challenge to you is to sit down, write down your goals. What are these goals? What is the goal with your health? What do you want to do with your body? What do you want to do when it comes to your mental health, your physical health? How do you want to be when it comes to your relationship with food, your relationship with your body as well? These are things that are very, very important, what we neglect. We think that if we lose 40 or 50 pounds, then what's going to happen is that we're automatically going to be, you know, taking care of ourselves and everything is going to be going well then. But that's not the case. We need to be doing these things first before we lose the weight. And this is really, really important. So be very clear on what the outcomes are and do your best to focus on the goals. The outcomes would be overcoming binge eating. Outcomes would be moderating food. That would be actually a goal. Outcomes would be more weight loss, right? These are certain outcomes. So more weight loss and overcoming binge eating are outcomes. But when it comes to goals specifically, it is nourishing my body. How can I take care of my body more? how can I feed my body and give it what it needs? And if these questions are hard, then you can ask yourself certain questions such as, how can I learn how to take care of my body? How can I find somebody who would help me learn how to take care of my body? How can I find the right resources that can help me take care of my body? Because when you ask the right questions, you will get the answers, and the answers then can either get you to ask more questions that will lead you to the path, or it can give you the answer directly if you already have the knowledge. This is a very important part. I often say the quality of, well, actually, I shouldn't say that I say that. I've probably heard it somewhere before, but the quality of our thoughts, it really are linked to the quality of our questions. And the quality of our life, again, is linked to the quality of the questions we ask ourselves. If we are asking ourselves negative questions, or questions that make us feel defeated all the time, or make us feel disempowered and weak all the time, then it's going to be very difficult to actually change our current state or achieve the goal that we want to. But if we're asking ourselves questions that are empowering, that will lead us to take action, and that will lead us to discover the truth behind what we need to do to achieve our ultimate goals, then really it really becomes much, much simpler and easier and less frustrating. So this is where I want you to start with. I want you to start with the goals, be super clear on them, write them down, and read them to yourself every single day, even twice a day. And I know this sounds like, okay, I don't have time to do that, but trust me, you have a minute to review your goals every morning and every evening. It takes no longer than 1 minute. Don't just say them, write them down. You need to write them down because we are super, super, super busy all the time. And we have so much, life throws so much at us right now that it becomes simple to lose sight of these things. There has never been a time in history where our attention has been so much competed for. The moment you wake up, there is a million things competing for your attention. Your kids, your work, and then social media, every single post is competing for your attention. Every single company out there is competing for attention. I mean, even this podcast you're listening to right now is competing for attention, except that it is trying to help you by offering you advice to something that you are struggling with. So applications on your phone, games, whatever it is, advertisements you see, they're all competing for your attention. But your attention should, to some extent, go towards what you want to achieve, the goals that will help you live your life in a healthy way, feel more fulfilled, be healthier, make sure you're experiencing life to the fullest, things that actually truly matter. And that is why taking a minute to review your goals every morning and every evening is a very powerful habit. Because here's the thing, when you do that, one of two things are going to happen. Number one, you're either going to build up so much momentum and pressure on yourself to find the next step that can help you achieve your goals, and to just kind of seek in that direction, because it's always going to be in the forefront of your mind. When you're reading your goals, you're going to constantly be thinking about, how can I get there? So you're either going to find the next step that will help you achieve your goals, or you're going to be so so stressed out from it that you're going to stop doing it all of a sudden. Right? It's because like you're reading it, but you're not really doing it. You're not doing anything. And it's building up. The anxiety is building up. The pressure is building up. And then you're like, okay, well, I can't do it anymore. And then what happens next? You read it again. You keep reading it every single morning. You do not give up on reading it. What happens then is that the only option for you becomes taking steps in the direction that will help you achieve your goals. And even if you're not ready to take steps, even if you're not ready to take action, what's going to happen is that you're going to get thoughts that will help you take action and that will motivate you to take action. Because the mind is a very interesting tool. It really creates thoughts and it creates ideas based on what you feed it. So if you're feeding it your goals morning and night and you're taking time to do that, then your mind is going to generate certain thoughts that will push you in the direction you want to go through. But if you stop doing that, if you no longer do that, if you don't want to do that anymore and you don't want to focus on your goals because you're like worried you might not achieve them, you're like, you know what, forget it, out of sight, out of mind. Then your mind is not going to give you anything. It's not going to help you move forward there. And then what's going to happen is that other sources of attention are going to keep competing for your mind, which eventually will lead you to keep going in a direction that is distracted, that you don't want to keep going in. And that is where binging persists and lives on. It lives on autopilot in your life. Binge eating really lives on autopilot. It is something that is automatic. It is something that we don't really think about a lot of times because it's become such a habit. And to change that, we have to start changing what we put in our mind by focusing on the goal so that we are pushed in a different direction. This is also, by the way, how you motivate yourself long term. Often, the number one questions I get in my programs is, how do I stay motivated? And people might think, well, there's like, you got to listen to motivational speakers all the time, or you got to do it. And you know what? Well, I have nothing wrong with motivational speakers. I like them. I actually think that they're interesting. They say some cool things, although I don't agree with everything they say, because there's certain things that I don't agree with, such as like no pain, no gain and stuff like that. And you got to like, you know, suffer every day of your life, and you got to like struggle. The struggle is real. You got to like hustle, hustle, hustle. And you got to like, I think sometimes it's too much. I don't think that success is measured by you being insanely busy and like doing things all the time. So stuff like that. But the best way to increase your motivation is to read your goals. And this is my number one answer to my clients always. You want to increase your motivation? Review your goals again. Well, how does that increase our motivation? Well, the fact that you're reviewing your goals and you're visualizing it and you're picturing it, it kind of like puts a little bit of like pressure on your mind a little bit, because you're feeding it that. And then the mind is like, okay, well, I need to start moving this direction, because this is where my attention is at. And what example can I give here? Think about driving your car with your GPS, and your GPS is set to a direction, right? Every time you take a wrong turn, the GPS is going to adjust and be like, okay, no, you need to go this way and this way, this way. Okay, let's say you take another wrong turn, then the GPS is going to be like, okay, no, you need to go this way. Okay, well, let's say you stop the car completely. Well, the GPS is still pointing this way. And you're like, okay, where do I need to go? I need to go this way. So this is where motivation kicks in. Motivation really is a byproduct of what we feed our mind and what we do more of. And your mind really is going to want to do more of what you are telling it you want to do. And so when you visit your goals, you're telling your mind, this is what I want to do. And then it will get creative and help you achieve that. But be very, very clear again. I cannot stress this enough. Be super clear on maintaining your focus on your goals, not the outcome. Let the outcome be. Have faith that the outcome is going to happen once you reach your goals. But choose high quality goals, such as, I want to be good to my body. I want to nourish my body. I want to take care of my body. I want to help my body be free of chronic conditions. I want to feel energized. I want to increase my metabolism, stuff like that. And you will get certain answers that will help you make the best choices there. Whatever that step is for you is completely personal. Goal setting is something we do in week one in my program Beyond the Binge. It is something that we spend 2 hours doing, because it is so important. We get very specific about what our goals are, what we want to achieve, and then we learn to put our attention on that. And that is what I wanted to share with you today. This is how you can get started. This is a universal step for everybody who's struggling with binge eating. The next step from there really is very personal, which is why I can't tell you what the next step is, because it's different. It depends on where you are in your life. It depends on the different layers of binge eating that are causing, or the different causes, root causes of binge eating that is causing you to binge. And so this step over here is universal for everybody. So this is why I can tell you that this is, regardless of where you are, how old you are, how long you struggle with binging, this is the first step. As always, Beyond the Binge is 25% off during the pandemic. This is a program where we work in small group programs, at least 3 or 4 people. They work closely with me. I work with them weekly. I do not just kind of leave them take like something on their own, like a course, watch videos, and that's it. When we actually meet weekly for a set amount of weeks and go through a process that is carefully designed, and we answer all our questions, we discuss, we design, we do all the work necessary and explore ourselves more, so we can gain the self-awareness and the self-control that we really want. Once we have the self-awareness and the self-control, binge eating becomes a thing of the past. If you ever want to have a conversation and see if it works for you, you can reach out to me at www.morezk.com. That's morezk.com. And I'd be happy to have a conversation with you as about whether if it's a good fit for you or not. I hope this has really helped you, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Have a wonderful day.